KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, a family-operated business offering farm equipment that works as hard as you do. At 7:07 in Atlantic, we have a clear to partly cloudy sky and 53 degrees. The forecast is calling for partly cloudy skies here today with a high of 81. Wind south at 5 to 10 miles per hour, and tonight fair to partly cloudy, low of 56. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In area news, one person was transported to the Audubon County Memorial Hospital following a motorcycle accident Tuesday afternoon near Brayton. The Sheriff's Department said the accident happened around 2:38 p.m. on the Highway 71 curves north of Brayton. The motorcycle failed to negotiate one of the southbound curbs and went off the northwest corner of the road. The operator of the motorcycle was injured and transported by Exira Rescue to the hospital. No other details are currently available. Police in Red Oak report the arrest at around 11:30 p.m. Tuesday of 18-year-old Morgan Jo Bissell of Red Oak. She was taken into custody for possession of marijuana first offense and interference with official acts. Bissell was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 bond. Authorities said Tuesday no injuries were reported following a collision that took place at around 8:50 a.m. Tuesday at the intersection of East Maple Streets and North 2nd Streets in Red Oak. According to the authorities, the 2004 Chevy pickup driven by 75-year-old Carol Eugene Thuman of Red Oak was traveling south on North 2nd and approaching the uncontrolled intersection with East Maple. At the same time, a 2002 Ford pickup driven by 25-year-old Jacob Daniel Orr of Fort Wayne, Indiana, was traveling eastbound on East Maple. The Ford was registered to Lisa Gross of Red Oak. Police say Thuman failed to see Orr's vehicle until it was too late. His pickup struck the Ford on the driver's side rear door, causing Orr's pickup to be pushed into the curb, where it broke off a large chunk of concrete before coming to rest partially in a yard. The Chevy pickup jumped the curb and hit a guy wire for a light pole, breaking the cable and the light pole wire. Thuman was cited for failing to yield to a vehicle on his right. Both pickups were totaled in the crash. Police in Glenwood report three arrests took place over the holiday weekend and the theft of several flags. On Tuesday, the Glenwood Library reported the theft of two American flags. And on Monday, the Lus Hills Funeral Home and Glenwood Fire Department reported the theft of five and one American flag, respectively. On Monday, 27-year-old Edward Parrott of Council Bluffs was arrested in Glenwood on a warrant for domestic assault. He was being held in the Mills County Jail without bond. And 33-year-old Christopher Carbus of Glenwood was arrested Monday for OWI first offense. His cash or surety bond was set at $2,000. Sunday, Glenwood police arrested 30-year-old Cody Perez of Omaha for being a fugitive from justice. He was being held in the jail without bond. Both drivers and a passenger were injured during a collision Monday afternoon in Mills County between a pickup and an SUV. The State Patrol says the accident happened around 1:35 p.m. at the intersection of Kidd Road and Highway 34 when 43-year-old James Joseph Belt of Glenwood failed to yield. Authorities say his 2007 Chevy Avalanche pickup was northbound on Kidd Road and struck a 2021 Ford Explorer broadside on the passenger side of that SUV, which was traveling west on Highway 34. Following the impact, the pickup went off the road northwest of the intersection and rolled into the ditch. The SUV also went off the road and came to rest in the ditch. Belt and the passenger of the SUV, or the driver of the SUV, that is, a 63-year-old Connie Sue Bowen of Emerson, along with a passenger in the pickup, 14-year-old Elias Belt of Glenwood, were injured in the crash. Bowen was transported by LifeNet to the UNMC in Omaha. Joseph and Elias Belt were transported to the hospital by private vehicle. All three of the accident victims were wearing their seatbelts. Page County Sheriff Lyle Palmer reports that on May 27th, deputies were called at around 1 a.m. to 112 2nd Street in Hepburn. The call was with regard to a verbal dispute involving a firearm. An investigation was made and the weapon was located in the residence. The sheriff said Michael Lee Rose Sr. was arrested for being a prohibited person in possession of a firearm, which was a Class D felony. Rose's cash or surety bond was set at $5,000. Elsewhere in state news, after the pandemic hit to the Iowa economy a year ago, state tax receipts are now soaring. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
The state's fiscal year ends June 30th. Net tax revenue for the state of Iowa in the past 11 months is more than $7.3 billion. That's about $1 billion more than the same 11-month period in the previous fiscal year. Consumer spending is up. Sales and use tax payments to the state of Iowa jumped 10% from July through the end of last month. Corporate income tax payments to the state of Iowa more than doubled, and personal income tax payments were up nearly 16%. Iowa's unemployment rate has fallen by about two-thirds of what it was at the height of COVID-related shutdowns. In April of 2020, the state unemployment rate hit its pandemic peak of 11.1%. I'm OK Henderson.
Iowa's unemployment rate in April of this year was 3.8%. Thousands of Iowans have dropped out of the job market. The latest figures indicate 90,000 fewer Iowans are employed in non-farm jobs as compared to February of 2020 before the pandemic hit. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, your New Holland and Kinsey dealer in Atlantic. Lindemann Tractor, true blue.